India Dash Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.
Hi friends, this is Mini here, back again with another shining star from our Apna television galaxy. He's handsome, he's funny, and his love for acting has got him where he is today. Meet Sameer Sharma, more popularly known as Mannat of 4 or Naveen of LRL or Krishna of Kahani Ghar Ghar Ki. Welcome Sameer to India-Forums.com.
Thank you so much, Mini. It's great to be here.
Let me start with a message for you. This is from Tere Bin. Her name is Skunk. And she says, I hope it's a she. Hello, Sameer. Okay. This is Kanak. Well, it's Kanak, not Kunk. It's Kanak.
Okay.
This is Kanak, and I wish to tell you a few things. I have loved you since the Dil Kya Chahta Hai days. I used to watch each and every episode many times just for you. I just loved your nerdy character, so much so that I used to think you were exactly like that in real life. But when I saw you in Left, Right, Left, heard you to be precise, I thought you had an amazing voice. You truly look like Naina's sister. I wish you come to LRL soon. I would love to watch you, Rajiv and Gaurav act together. And also about 4, sincerely speaking, I was thrown off hand when I saw you play Manu the trickster. I did not like the character, but then I felt it was so real. People in real life are like this. A little grey, a little, yet with lots of goodness. So I wish you the world and pray to God that you stay healthy and do amazing work and we are able to watch you all the time. Love you lots, Kanak.
Wow, that sounds really nice. Kanak, that's really nice of you. Nice to know that you've been watching my work since Dil Kya Chahta Hai days. And thank you so much for your wishes. And couple of questions that I caught in that. I would like to, yes, you will see more of me in Left, Right, Left. I have in fact done some work with Rajiv and Gaurav, and from whatever I've heard of the story, there would be, more stuff coming along.
Great. Okay, Sameer, let's get done with some quick fire right at the start, okay?
Yep.
Ready? So, let's go by stage. Full name.
My full name is Sameer Sharma.
Age, if you want to do.
I'm 28 years old.
Okay, college?
I went to Sri Venkateshwara College in Delhi.
What about marital status?
I am married.
That breaks
all I'm so sorry about that.
So you first saw your wife?
Sorry?
You first saw your wife?
At my first workplace, my first job, we worked together. It was my first job and it was her first job as well.
Okay. And who proposed?
It was actually quite interesting because my wife, earlier my girlfriend and that time my colleague, used to flirt with me in office. And I was like a very serious worker. I used to work earlier before I started acting. So, she used to flirt with me in office, but I was so focused with my work that I never even noticed that. Till one day I happened to really look at her and say, say to myself, wow, this is a very pretty girl in my office and she's been talking to me and I've not been, replying to her. So, I also started talking to her and then we started going out, we would go for coffees and stuff and that's how it started. But propose, it was such a lovely relationship, everything was just so understood. I didn't really have to propose because we just knew that we're going to end up together.
Okay, so next is first shot of your life.
The first shot of my life was for Dil Kya Chahta Hai. We actually started shooting for a promo for the show and before we started shooting for the serial actually. So the promo, I met all the cast members at Film City in Bombay and I met Sameer Soni. I was totally in awe of him because I had seen his work. I met Vikram and Gaurav Chopra again, who was my co-star in Dil Kya Chahta Hai. And we just did a promo and that was my first shot of these guys. I was nervous as hell, but I managed to pull it off.
Okay, wonderful. All right, that's lovely. So you're such a wonderful. You are telling us such wonderful things. Excuse me, just for a second. Sorry. No problem. Sorry about that. Okay. All right. Favorite role?
Favorite role? Difficult to say because all the characters I've done so far, somehow I have kind of managed to get roles which all the roles which I've liked to do. So all of them have been favorite, but right now since I'm doing 4 and Mannath is quite a different and quirky character, I think so far I would say that he's been the most challenging and the best role that I've played.
Okay, so that's wonderful. Now, tell us a little about your journey to acting.
My journey to acting started in school, where I was called upon by some friends of mine who were writing a play to put up a play for the play school show which was happening. And this friend of mine, she was a very dear friend of mine. She was my junior in school. And she came and told me that, Sameer, I'm writing this play and I would like you to do this lead in that. I said, okay, cool. I had never acted before. And she gave me the script. I didn't understand neither the head nor the tail of the script, neither my character, but I just decided to do it on a whim. So I did that thing. And after that, I kept doing stuff off and on in college. We would do street plays. We would do impromptu dramas, movie spoofs, mad ads. We would take part in college festivals and we really used to freak out and win a lot of prizes. Then I started working after college and, you know, acting took a back seat. Till such time that I actually had a job which was 9 to 5, surprise of surprises, corporate life also. One of the jobs I was doing was like 12, 13 hours a day, but I got a job which was 9 to 5, so that gave me time to do theater in Bangalore. So I started doing theater in Bangalore. And I realized that I was having so much fun doing that, that I started getting bored at work. And that's when Dil Ke Dhadak happened. Some friends of mine were writing it. They said, Sameer, listen, we know you love to act, so why don't you audition for this? So I was in Bangalore that time. A friend of mine shot my audition with his home video camera. I burned it on a CD and I sent it to Bombay to the channel. They saw it, they liked it, they called me. I came to Bombay, I auditioned again for them. They loved it, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Okay, the question is, this is a very popular question, almost everyone has asked. Which role you have done so far is closest to
my heart,
to you,
closest to me?
To your heart.
I think it has to be Naveen Singh Ahluwalia, because I am quite a patriot. I do feel a lot for my country, and when I did a few scenes, especially, you know, where Rajiv is going to kill me, and one scene where I'm telling my parents I'm a traitor, I felt very strongly, and the emotions came out very, very strongly. So I think it has to be Naveen Singh Ahluwalia. Although it's short, it's not a very large role, but I think it's closest to me and closest to my heart.
Okay, now, we were talking about the Naveen's role that you did about and being a patriot. So let me read a message which has been sent by a member, and it pertains exactly to this. It's by Ranjita, and she says, "Hello, Mr. Bhutnath. Needless to say that you're doing a great job in LRL, and I'm your fan. Now, let me come directly to the question. When an actor performs a character, he lives that character. So did Naveen's role ever make you think maybe about the pain or suffering of a true patriot? Do you personally support Rajiv's decision to shoot Naveen? Did that scene where Rajvi shoots Naveen influence you in any way?" It actually, you have answered the question almost, but still I wanted to read the message.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Rita, thank you so much. I did mention earlier that I do live a part of Naveen Singh. I think any character, any actor does, there is a part of him which comes out in that. And yes, Naveen Singh's part, like I said, was very close to my heart. And it influencing me, I kind of influence the character because I, like I said, I'm such a big patriot. Like every time the national anthem is played, I get goosebumps and I just stand up. So I think I was able to bring that part of me into the character. And as far as that scene was concerned, with Rajiv shooting me, I think it's got to be one of the toughest scenes I ever shot. Not going too much into the details, I just want to say that I think that scene, the way Rajiv worked with me and the way I worked with him, I mean, hats off to Rajiv, first of all, because the way he helped me in that scene and to bring that out. And what was the other part about Rajiv killing Naveen? Can you just repeat that?
Would you personally support Rajvi's decision to shoot Naveen if it was a true case?
Okay. Yes, Anita, I would support Rajveer. When we shot the scene, we had to, we actually didn't really have too many lines in that. So the director told us to kind of live the character and say things which a person would actually say in that situation. So I had to convince him to do that to me, and I could only convince him if I was convinced about it. So yes, to answer the question, yes, I would support Rajiv to do that.
Oh, great. That is quite an insight. Well, let me ask the next question. This is very interesting. Mansi Bhatia wants to know. First, she says, while switching channels one day, I found you in a serial of Sahara called Sola Singar. Seeing you there, I thought, let's watch the show till you're there. But your role ended in 3 days. So why did you accept such a role?
Mansi, I think you're very few people who managed to catch that. To be honest and to be frank, role which I did, it wasn't meant to be so short. After I agreed to do that role, and after I think I had shot with them for one day, I was told by the channel that the story has now changed, and the character which I played, Dr. Veer, would now refuse to marry the protagonist, and his track would end there because they had other ideas for the track. So it wasn't my choice that I said, okay, I'll do this scene, do this role for 2 days. It just happened to be like that.
Okay, all right. That was funny. All right, now there's another member, and she says, hello, Sameer. I follow 4 regularly. I like how you play the jealous character, jealous and insecure character of Mannat, but would like to know about what happens. Will he be able to fulfill his grandpa's dreams or end up falling in love with Amrita? Okay, I'm asking too much about the serial and not about your future plans, but you look handsome, have a good height, voice, and you do resemble Zayed Khan. And the new Mehuna style in 4 just suits you. All the best for the future. Keep doing good shows. Our wishes are with you. Sarah.
Okay, Sarah, I just have to thank you so much. There were loads of compliments in that message of yours. Unfortunately, I will not be able to reveal the future story to you. I think you'll have to watch the show to find out what happens in 4 in the future, what happens to Mannat. But I would just like to say, thank you so much for the lovely compliments.
Okay. Well, Jenny wants to know that beside the blessings of your parents, who do you think is that whose good wishes were you in your entire journey?
I think primarily my wife, because she was there when I took the decision to quit my job. I was in advertising. I was working with an agency called O&M. And I suddenly decided to become an actor. And yes, my parents were pretty shocked, but my wife wasn't. And she supported me throughout. And I don't think I would be where I am today if it wasn't for her support and her best wishes.
Okay, great. Okay, now this is a message by Shakti Lover. Her name is Meera and says, hi Sameer, I love your acting in every show you did. From Dil Kya Chata Hai, Kahani Ghar Ghar Ki, Thodi Khushi Thodi Gum, and Left, Right, Left, and now 4. You're just too good and amazing, and I just love your acting. And I would like to request you one thing. I really wish you can say happy birthday to me, since it's coming up soon. It would mean a lot to me and would be the biggest birthday gift this year.
Okay, then you'll just repeat that name of this member again, please.
It's Meera.
Meera. Okay. So, Meera, here's wishing you a great, great, great birthday. I'm so happy that you've seen all my shows. And please do continue watching. It's very interesting. But most of all, this is a very, very earnest and sincere birthday wish for you. I hope you have a great year now, and for all your years to come ahead, I wish you a very happy and long life.
Next question is, who are your friends, if you can name any, from like television industry or your person, like who do you have as friends?
Okay.
Whom you can count on?
I've been quite lucky. I have loads of friends in the industry. Some of my best friends are my cast from my first show, which is Dil Kya Chahta Hai, which includes Sameer Soni, Vikram Acharya, and Gaurav Chopra. I think all these three, we've remained friends from those days. And apart from that, my co-actor in Kahani, which is Raj Singh Arora, who's also with me in Four, we two also are great buddies. And apart from that, the non-industry people, I've got some friends who are here from, who moved with me from Bangalore to Bombay. And those people I normally hang out with. These are my really, really good and close
friends. Dana wants to know that how is your equation with Raj Singh Arora and how did you become so close?
We first met during his remix days and my Dil Ke Chahta Hai days. Because it was a show on Star One and we used to have a lot of these get-togethers. So I met him over there. I didn't really know him that well. But then we met again during Kahani days. And that's when we kind of, our friendship really blossomed because we kind of discovered that, you know, we are pretty alike. We both have a love for films, offbeat films and books and a lot of other things that I mentioned. So we kind of, we have clicked, and it was just great when I got to know that Raj is also doing Four. I was like, great, I'll have a great time, and I'm having a great, great time working with him in Four as well.
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. It's so funny.
He is, yeah.
He's a walking encyclopedia in spoken English, don't you think so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, his knowledge about cinema is just incredible. I mean, I just learn something new from him every day.
Okay, great. So, Sweet Chili, Sana, has a great message. Arjun says, my name is Sana. You're doing a fabulous job with the role of Manu. But I especially like the character of Naveen because this role is a lot hatke from others as you're playing a role of a dead person. When I came to know that you were already married, I was a lot shocked. But I think many of your female fans' heart will be broken with this news. Your wife is really lucky. Hope you achieve all the success in your life. Lots of love, Sana.
That's so, so sweet of you. Well, I'm really sorry for all the female fans whose hearts are broken. But believe me, I have a lovely wife. And if you get to know her or meet her or see her, I'm sure you'll feel that it's not her, but I'm the lucky one that I have a wonderful, wonderful wife like her.
Okay, great. Okay, now I have... Ranita, that's Rani 2310 says, hi Sameer, welcome to India Forums. I'm Ranita. I've seen almost all your serials and always liked your work. I loved your mama's boy role in Dil Kya Chahta Hai. I must say you have great comic timing. Now I'm loving your work in LRL and Four. My questions. You've worked both in daily soaps like Kahani Ghar Ghar Ki, Thodi Khushi Thodi Gham and youth-based shows like LRL and Four. So which type of serials do you enjoy doing more?
I think I have to say that I enjoy doing shows like Four, LRL and Dil Kya Chahta Hai because I feel they are more real, and the good thing about it is that you get to play a everyday guy, everyday life is portrayed in that, where there is humor, there is fun, at the same time there is drama, there is fighting amongst friends and all that. So I feel this is more real, and which is why I love doing shows like this.
Now, let me read you another message. This is by Angelic Eyes. Her name is Yojna, and she says, hi, Sameer, this is Yojna. I really have liked you in all the roles that you have portrayed till now, be it Shy Guy in Dil Kya Chahta Hai, or the soft, brave army officer in LRL, or the flamboyant Manu in Four. You have portrayed each role with too much subtlety and confidence, making each role so different from each other. I wish you all the best in your life and your future. May you reach greater heights of success. Love, Yojna.
Okay, Yojna, thank you so much. I'm really happy to hear that there's so many of you who have kind of seen all my work. And here's an honest kind of a confession. When I came into this industry, my whole idea was that I wanted to play different kind of characters. And I've been fortunate enough to be able to do that in my short career of 2.5 years here. And it's nice to know when I hear from fans like you that, you know, you have seen the different characters and you have appreciated all of them. It's really, really nice to know that. So I am honestly thankful, and I am also humbled to know that, you know, you have liked, and there's so many of you who have liked my work. So thank you. Thank you so much. Ooh, yeah, I think so. Keep watching Spo, and yeah, I think something is coming up.
Okay. Prerna wants to know that, will we see any girl for Mannu in 4?
No, actually, I don't have an idea. Because the script writers of the channel, they keep me also fooled all the time, because one day I think it's person X, and the next day I think it's person Y. So it is a pretty good job of keeping under wraps, even from the actors themselves.
Okay. You know what? There's so many, like Jelly, Jenny, Aarti, Neetu. There's so many of them who want to know who actually killed Naveen. Do you have any idea?
Okay. Okay. I'll reveal a small secret for you all. Mannu does not die. And as far as the other characters dying, I don't know, I think after one character died and showed it well, I think everybody thought it was a good luck charm for them. So everybody decided, okay, let's kill this guy and let's see if the TRP increase. So I think that was it. But no, fortunately or unfortunately, Mannu does not die. Yeah.
Navy in 1985, whose name is Tasha, says, I must congratulate you on the amazing job you have done with all the different characters you have portrayed. You really are a brilliant actor. I have seen you play a range of characters, be it Krishna from Kahani Ghar Ghar Ki, to Mannu in 4, to your roles in Thodi Khushi Thoda Gham, Dil Kya Chahta Hai, and wish you loads of success for your current and future roles, and I'm sure you will blow us away with all of them. That is what Tasha has to say about you.
Well, Tasha, thank you so much. And I think I'll repeat myself here, but like I said earlier, it was my endeavor to do different characters, and I've been lucky enough to, you know, kind of get such kind of roles. And, well, yeah, I think I'm just learning and growing as an actor. So, well, yeah, I'm also waiting for something even better to come, where I can not just blow you away, I want to blow myself away also with the kind of characters and kind of roles I do. So I'm looking forward to it. Then I wouldn't look at television. I would look at films, and more precisely, I would look at Hindi films. And, two characters really come to my mind right away. One is, I think everybody loves this character. It's from Rangde Basanti, Amitabh Khan's character. I just act the character, and I love Amir Khan as an actor, and I wish one day I will be able to do what he can do. And secondly, the other actor I really, really like in Bollywood today is Saif. I think we're yet to see a more subtle and a more interesting actor on Indian screen. And I love the role he did in Parinita. I have seen Parinita, I think maybe 2 or 3 times. And every time I see it, I think I want to do what he did in Parinita. I think he was absolutely brilliant, and that's the kind of character I would love to play. I did theater in Bangalore. I did theater for about 2-3 years over there. But after coming to Bombay, unfortunately, the life of a television actor is so hectic that even though I love theater, I've not been able to pursue it over here. So hopefully after I have kind of settled down and I have some more time in my hand, I would love to get back to theater. I just absolutely love it. I will not really sing out the song. I will probably just say out the words because from the song by U2. U2 is my favorite band. My favorite song is One by U2. And the lines go, we are one, but we're not the same. We hurt each other, but we do it again. So I think it's a lovely line from the song where we talks about brotherhood and sisterhood. And I think I idolize what Bono says and what he sings. I love the way he writes his lyrics. I'm sorry, I did not sing it. I said it. Thank you so much, man. It was great talking to you.
India. Dash. Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.